Shall we all welcome ourselves to his presence by saying to him, good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Lord. I know you come from heaven above. The hope is
morning.
Now say it in your words now. Lift up your two hands. Jesus, thank you again. I'm here by your grace. I'm here in your presence. I celebrate your faithfulness, your good hand upon my life, the light you have shown to me since I came on this mountain. Thank you again and again and again in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Give the Lord a big hand. Please be seated. This is the last in the series of Shiloh Prayer Hour. Amen. And the last is always, the best is always reserved for the last. Now we are going to approach this question answering God this morning as individuals. Most of the issues we are confronted with, we just need to know the way out. It's not intervention we need, it's direction we need. And we serve our question answering God. We saw David, the praying man. So I told him, pray three times a day. And you wonder, what is he praying? He understands the mystery of praying to the question answering God. Call upon me, he said, and I will answer you, and I will show you the things you don't know about the issues around your life. So you don't know how to go about it. Jeremiah 33 and verse 3. Call upon me and I will answer your questions and show you the way out of your situation. For there is no temptation that has come our way, but that has come unto man. And God is faithful, will not allow us to be tempted beyond what we are able. And in the same temptation, he will show the way. He shows the way out of issues. Let's approach this question answering God. We are not questioning him. Which way, Lord? Not just which way, which right way out of this place? Which right way out of this issue? The Philistines besieged Israel, and David went to the Lord. Shall I go up? 2 Samuel chapter 5 and verse 18 said, the Philistines encamped around Israel at the valley of Ephraim. Heavy forces. And David inquired of the Lord, shall I go up to the Philistines without deliver them into my hand? And the Lord said unto David, go up, for I will doubtless deliver the Philistines. We have this grand opportunity to ask the all-knowing God the way out. So this morning, we are not questioning God. We are asking him the way out of the issues of concern or interest in our lives. Why is this church not growing? Boy, come on here. Let me show you what to do. I believe in the message of prosperity, but show me, Lord, the secret. Come on here, boy, and let me show you the answer. Let's take advantage. Let us come boldly to the throne of grace this morning, and whatever appears an issue of concern or various issues of interest, and we need to know the way to go about it, let's ask the all-knowing God, and we will receive answers. And get your notes ready to document the answers. Don't give yourself answers. Receive from Him. The Lord told me recently, He said, don't put words into my mouth. Balaam put words into his mouth. Don't go with them. They came again. He said, go, let me go and ask the Lord. He said, go. You have already gone. What are you asking me for? Don't ask Him with answers in your hand. Only questions that you don't have answers will He answer. God hates waste. Show me Jesus, not the Jesus. I already know the way, so I just want to hear your view. Show me Jesus. And He will. At another time, He asked him, verse 25 of the same chapter, the Philistines gathered again against him, against the land. Shall I go up? And He said, thou shalt not go up. Thou shalt not go up. Hold on. Every answer from God always ends with a testimony. Every answer from God to our questions will always end up with a testimony. May each one's questions today receive speedy answer from the Lord. To let you know how God responds, there is no time a man, a believer, will ask a genuine question looking up to God without receiving an answer. You will receive your answer today. Quickly, we have three examples. Ezra chapter 8, verse 21 to 23. They gathered together at River Ahava to ask of the Lord the way out for themselves and their children. And God was interested of them. He gave them the way forward. In spite of the danger on the road, He showed them the way forward. I'll read that scripture. So we fasted. Go to verse 22, please. Go to 23. So we fasted and besought our God for this, and He was entreated of us. He gave us the answer. This is a dangerous route, a dangerous path. I was ashamed to ask the king for soldiers. We said we trust our God. So, Lord, what is the way forward? And He said, this is the way to go. We serve a question answering God. Most of us are long overdue at the point where we are. Show me, Lord, the way forward. 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 And He will show us. Men and brethren, what shall we do on the day of Pentecost? So it's not an Old Testament issue. And the answer came through by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. He knows the right way to go. He knows the answers to all questions. This morning, He will answer you and I. In the name of Jesus. Stand to your feet. Joshua said, we don't know what to do, but our eyes are on You. He said, now this is what to do. There are things you don't know what to do about. You don't know anything to do about it anymore. You now ask the Lord, I don't know what to do. I said, now here is what to do. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are on You. They are too strong for us. And the answer came. And they won the battle in grand style without shooting an arrow. His answers will remove our sweat. Let's go ahead and ask him this morning. First, to thank him for the answer to our prayers till now, and go before him the question answering God. I've done all I know, but it's not working here. Where am I missing in Jesus? Where am I missing this on this issue, Jesus? I've tried to maintain the principles of a godly home, but it's not working. What must I do, Jesus? I've taken many steps in this direction to make things work, but it's not working. Where am I missing it? Let's ask him now, sincerely. Go before the Lord and ask this question, asking God, what must I do next to make my spiritual life more buoyant? What must I do, Jesus? Show me the way forward in my spiritual life. Show me the way forward in my spiritual life. Show me the way forward in my family life. Jesus, what must I do to make my finances stress-free? What must I do next to get my children on course? What would you have me to do, Jesus? What next step must I take in this direction? What next step must I take in this direction? On this subject, Jesus, my eyes are on you. You know the end from the beginning. You are the most reliable source for my questions. I've come to you before whom all things lay bare. Darkness is light with you. Ask the question and watch for the answer. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and I will watch to see what he will say to me. And the Lord said, here is it. Ask the question, watch for the answers. Ask the question and watch for the answers. Another year is coming. We are almost there. What must I do differently in this new year that will empower me to experience the fullness of your plan and purpose for my life? Somebody's asking the question. Somebody's watching for the answer. What shall I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus answered that question. On you this morning. I'm not asking for asking sake. I'm asking for answer sake. Jesus, I'm not asking you this question for asking sake. I desperately desire an answer. the road appear blocked to me in this area. What is the way through? What is the way through, Jesus? I've gone around this mountain long enough in this area of my life. Show me the way forward. Show me the way forward. I've gone around this mountain long enough in this area of my life. Show me the way forward. Lepolale ta lekrodia nepa andre nekedia shadike marade akande orebande ziane ankalabalut shiene prokane rade. Show me the way forward, Jesus. Show me the way forward. Show me the way forward. You are a forward leading God. You are in my path to shine more and more to the perfect day. Why am I still at the same place? Is there secret pride in my heart? Show me Jesus. Why these ups and downs in my life? Jesus, show me. Silo is a mountain of answers to questions. Ask him. I've done what I know to do. Now show me the right thing to do. I've done what I know to do about this issue. It's not responding. Show me the right thing to do. You know the way. You are the way, the truth, and the life. He said, don't just go down to Egypt without asking counsel of me. Ask me. Ask of me. Ask of me. Ask of me. Then if you are going to also need help, ask of me. Ask of me. Somebody is praying with expectation for answers. He said, you go down to Egypt without asking counsel of me. Just going anywhere, going everywhere, that doesn't work. Lord, show me which way to go. And let me know which way not to go. When you lead me, I shall not want. When you lead me, goodness and mercy only will follow me. Lead my way forward, Jesus. Show me the way forward in my spiritual life. Show me these connections I need to make. Show me what I don't know about myself. Show me what I don't know about myself that's standing on my way of progress. Show me what I may not know about myself. You are free to sit to, as we receive the answers from the Lord, to document it. To document it. But ask the same question. Expect the answers as you ask. Be open to the answers as you ask. Let's begin to give thanks to God for answer to our prayers. If you received any answer, give him thanks for it. If life broke through in any area, give him thanks for it. No assumption. Give him thanks for it. He has opened the way forward to you in one area or another. Give him thanks. He has warned. He has directed. He has instructed. He has corrected. Give him thanks for it. Give him thanks for it. Give him thanks for it. The answers you have received will culminate in testimonies. Give him thanks for it. Give him glory for it. Hallelujah. In Jesus' precious name, I decree today that every form of spiritual deafness be healed. It is your birthright to know his voice, like the birthright of any newborn baby. The tongue of the parents is a natural endowment. You don't go to school to learn it. Every child of God has the birthright of access to the voice of God. I therefore decree that from this mountain, your access to the voice of God consistently is declared open. It's declared open. It's declared open. Whatever God has been trying to push across to you that you have not been able to receive, I decree your access this morning to those things. There are many believers that cannot claim any day since they believe, some 20 years, some 30 years, that God said to them. And this God speaks. God still speaks today. God still speaks today. Because we can't hear from him, we live our life to these deceivers. Men in the world. God still speaks today. But only the spiritually minded can catch it. I was in the spirit and I heard. My prayer is every form of carnality blocking your access to the voice of your father, the voice of the shepherd, which guides us safely, colorfully, beautifully on the path of life. I pray that those bandages be broken in the name of Jesus. God still speaks today. God still speaks to them. I heard him say, this is the place. It's not from Genesis or from Zechariah. I heard him say, arise, get down to Lagos. Raise my people, that's the next place of your assignment. I heard him say, concerning covenant, it is I. No guesswork. My God. In his temple doth everyone testify of his glory. The voice of God always culminates in testimonies. One time God said to me, it's not me you had yourself. It's not me you had yourself. Many hear them say, the thing is God. It's not me you had concerning going to church, you had yourself. Remember 1974, you were playing table tennis along Gentile area. You desire that you want to live in justice. That's what you had, not me. My God. I decree capacity of access to his voice to every one of us. locate materials on the voice of God that we have in our stock, and then set it for you. We have some good time in our ministers' conference sometimes this year. Check it out. We are long overdue for access. Too much of guesswork. Many are just goosing all around the world. Too much of guesswork. Too much of guesswork. Too much of guesswork. Every explosion in any mission, in any business, in any life, you can trace it to God saying, this is the way to go. Either from his word, Rhema comes behind the written word. This is the way to go. This is the way to go. In the name of Jesus, because this is one of the fundamental aspects of the highways of God, to hear from him. Not guesswork. And walk in his path. And then you are planting 5,000 churches this year. No, I won't plant that. He spoke and he confirmed. My God. Oh, we are not doing anything this year. That's me speaking. But you are planting 10,000 churches this year. He spoke and he did. The way forward draws on the voice of God. The way forward draws on access to the voice of God. Therefore, the siege of spiritual deafness that has kept many of us at the same spot, that siege is broken today. He told me on this altar as we were praying to the question asking God last year, take on 70 other nations this year. And as at now, we got 83 nations. We had this church, this mission planted churches this year. 83 nations. His voice is the way forward. We are going to celebrate our speaking God this morning. Many have heard some things. Others will hear many more things in the course of the day. In answer to your questions. The answer may not reach you on the spot, but it's coming. It's coming. It's coming. So set yourself for the watch. The proof is this. Let me hear what God will speak to me. He will speak peace. Every word from God, every word from God is accompanied with peace. So when there is apprehension, agitation, anxiety, it's not God. When God speaks, Psalm 85 verse 5, peace is the primary evidence. Peace. Huh? 85:8. Peace. 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 Lift up your two hands and give him thanks. Lerodi Shagalabradia. Napolote Sikleria Leparo. Enkrangan Rodia Lisha Garabalu Tapi. Let's give him thanks and praise. As the priest team leads us this morning, thank you, Lord. Question answering God, you are worthy of our praise.
You are what?
Question answering God, you are worthy of our praise.
Question answering God, you are worthy of praise. Question answering God, you deserve the praise. Question answering God. You deserve all of the praise.
You deserve praise.
Question answering God.
You are worthy of praise.
You deserve all of the glory.
You deserve praise.
Oh, question answering God. Oh.
You are worthy of praise.
You are worthy. You are worthy of our praise.
You deserve our praise.
You are the question answering God.
You are worthy of praise.
You deserve all of the praise.
You deserve praise.
Question answering God. Question answering God.
You are worthy.
You are worthy of our praise.
You deserve our praise.
questions you have
had,
for all the answers you have given.
Let us rejoice in the Lord because He has answered all of our questions, including those you are yet to hear about. Thank Him and thank Him and thank Him. Thank Him for what you've heard Him say to you, and thank Him for all you are anticipating He will speak to you yet. Father, we thank You. We thank You. We give You all the glory. Is somebody waving his or her hand in celebration of God, our question answering God? To Him alone be the glory forever. God answers us precept by precept, line upon line. So in case the answers you're expecting is yet to be completed, He wants you to assimilate the one He has told you now, and you can get more. Between now and the hour of visitation, which comes up in the next 15 minutes, God will yet speak to you. Let's keep our ears open. Let's keep our hearts sensitive, because He still has more to say. Each of us, as declared by God's servant, will have sensitive ears to hear what He is saying to us. In Jesus' precious name. If you have been blessed in this Shiloh hour of prayer, the last one for Shiloh 2022, let us thank Him again. Let's thank Him. The one He answered us. Day two, He answered us. Day three, He has answered us. Thank Him from the depth of your heart. Give Him all the glory. In Jesus' wonderful name, we have given thanks. Will you please bless your neighbor with the goodness of the Lord? Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, and you shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Shiloh 2022 and Covenant Highways. See you again the next 13 minutes at the hour of visitation.